You played bass for years.
Yes, yeah, quite a few years. I played bass. I just happened to it was a group of friends had quite a well established band, and the vocalist played bass, and he broke his arm playing football, and as a consequence, they sort of said, "Oh, you know, they knew I played guitar, and they said, you know, would I stand in for a gig?" And we had a gig at the Rock Garden in Covent Garden.
Yeah.
So I stood in for that one gig and stayed for about 7 or 8 years.
Mm. I think with the bass, it's a really underrated instrument, because it's one of those things, if it's not in a song, I always think bass lines are incredibly difficult to work out. I mean, because you've got the tune, yep. Which is, you know, if you're a singer, and if you're out there listening, you're a singer or you play the chords, but the bass line can wander about just all over the place.
It can. It never did when I played bass. It was about root notes and maybe one other, and that was it.
Yeah.
I started off very simple. I tried to keep it simple.
Your songwriting, do you actually write lyrics down first, or do you do the guitar chords? How does it work for you?
Usually for me, it comes from the chords first. So usually I would start off with chords, some sort of riff, and then find a phrase that fits and build a song out from there. But having said that, sometimes it starts from the other way. There's a song off my forthcoming EP, which is called Prometheus of a New Age, and that was specifically written about Mary Shelley. So that was just one. That's unusual for me, because usually I don't write a song. I don't go in with a thought, I must write a song about this. But that was an exception.
Mm.
But yes, usually it starts from the music first, and then you build the song around that.
Now, you say a lot of your songs are sort of, you know, on the
miserable
scale, yeah. But I do ask musicians this quite a bit. Do you write better when you are happy or sad? Or do you find it's when you're feeling a little bit more melancholy, you get your best sort of lyrics? How does it work for you?
My songs tend to end out being sad, but it doesn't mean that I'm sad when I write them. I think it's an outlet for. I think emotion has to come out in songs,
mm.
And it tends to be that for me, the sadder emotions are the strongest,
yep.
That I want to get rid of, perhaps, and that's part of therapy for me. So, I think usually when I write songs, I'm relatively happy, and quite often I set out to write a happy song, and then I put in a minor chord, and then I put another minor chord in, and it goes from being happy to being sad, but. I think that's just the style of music I like.
Hmm.
Just because I write miserable songs, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm miserable. And same as clowns. Yeah, clowns aren't necessarily
clowns
happy
are scared. Don't even mention clowns. They're scared. They frighten the life out of me. I've never liked clowns. Yeah. There is a word for it. You must know what is it. But it's not. What, do you know what it is called?
Clownophobia. Yes.
I was going to say that. I don't think that's quite great, but there is a word. Scary. Who do you look up to? Musicians that you've kind of grown up listening to that you admire?
There's lots, and I think that there's you end up being influenced by lots of music. So I grew up listening to the Smiths, so that's probably where quite a lot of my miserable music comes from. But I also grew up listening to all sorts of music, so everything from Big Bill Brunsey all the way through to pop music, and one phase was even the Kids from Fame, but if we can just cut that out of the recording, that'd be
and
great.
You're still wearing the leg warmers today. That's it's a bit cold out.
Yes, but I think I think there's more current musicians that I have the pleasure of working around in the same scene as that I look up to, and they've been my real influences. So I think one of the things that got me back into playing music a few years ago was going to Folkstock Festival,
yeah.
And seeing some of the musicians there and the musicianship there was really quite inspiring. And it's been great to actually see some of these people live and actually play on the same sets as these guys.
Mm.
And for me, that's a lot of it. So although you sort of been looking up to musicians historically, I suppose I never really looked up to them. I liked Jimi Hendrix, I liked Eric Clapton and things like that when I was growing up, Peter Green, but I never really looked up to them in the same way as perhaps I do some of the current music or current musicians that I see around on the scene local to me.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that kind of goes full circle with music, because it wasn't fashionable to be a singer-songwriter with a guitar, and now because you've got Ed Sheeran, there's loads of other musicians are back just with them and the guitar. So it's kind of, it swings and roundabouts. Also, with what I'll say about, I went to a folk club, people will realise I've mentioned it on air, in Loughton a while ago. And the one thing I would say is, for musicians, it's lovely if you do go to a folk club, because the audience do not speak. And it's really weird. If you're a musician, you go to a pub, you've normally got that background kind of tremor. But when you go to a folk club, they sit in silence throughout your whole song, which is really strange.
Yes, although when I was coming back to music as a solo artist, that tended to be where I started from. So I started off from being in this position where, yeah, you've got absolute silence and you're playing music, and then you have to get used to playing to a buzz, playing to an audience that are talking, and sometimes you can hear individual conversations. Yeah. And you sort of think, just shut up, listen to me. But you know, people go to, you know, they're there for a good time, whether it's drinking or talking or listening to music or a combination of the three, and tends to be how people listen to music these days. Yeah. And that's fine, that's brilliant.
Now we talk about the EP Broken Jerusalem. You've got tracks on there, which is Broken Jerusalem was the title track, then Love to Rose and American Blue Cheese. So tell us how that came about.
Well, that was an EP that I recorded a couple of years ago now. It was coming up to 2 years ago, I think, now. And I recorded it, just because I needed to get some music out there. I wanted to start recording, because there's only so much you can do live, and breaking down songs and recording them is actually very therapeutic, and it makes you reevaluate what's important about a song. So that was a really useful exercise. But I also, I think what I got out of it was something that was really quite, well, for me, special, certainly. The songs themselves, Broken Jerusalem is a sort of take on the poem Jerusalem that ends up as being a hymn. And it's about how we've got this green and pleasant land, but perhaps we haven't really looked after it, and how it's corrupted, and it's a sort of a dystopian version of the same thing, which was perhaps the original intention anyway from William Blake. Then we also then the second track is Give My Love to Rose, which was a song that came about, again, it was built up around a phrase, and I realized that, you know, Give My Love to Rose fitted in. And that was a song that was by Johnny Cash, and I am influenced by Johnny Cash, not just by wearing black shirts, but I am influenced by Johnny Cash, and that was his song was beautiful. So I took it and put it in a modern setting and adapted it to a local story, a local news story, which was about someone being killed, being murdered close to me, and how someone might respond to finding that person when they were dying. And then American Blue Cheese is a bluesy song. It's sort of got an American twang, and it's pretty cheesy. It's an out and out rhythm and blues type song with harmonica and guitar, and it's as close as I get to actually playing a fun song. It is actually on my forthcoming EP. That's the second time I mentioned that. But this is a song called I Don't Know Why. And again, similar to the first one, I was looking for new textures trying to make my set interesting for the viewer, listener. I've always been fascinated by slide guitar and Delta blues. So I wanted to try and incorporate some slide guitar into my music. So this one sort of grew up around that sort of sound.
Excellent. Here we go.
I'll get used to living alone.
know what I do, but I don't know why. And I'm gonna have to keep the rage from hurting until the day I die. Arrogant nature.